Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The 76ers have done an abrupt about-face on plans to build a new arena in Center City, confirming they'll be staying in South Philadelphia. The team announcing it will be going 50-50 with the Flyers owner Comcast on a new home. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
This is a good day for Philadelphia.
Mayor Sherelle Parker gathered a formidable crew to sell the idea that the 76ers' change of heart was good news. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, the Sixers owners, Flyers officials, the president of Comcast, even comedian Wanda Sykes, who's advocating for a WNBA team here, all praised the new plan. But Parker herself admitted she hadn't seen it coming.
Big gulp. Yes, curveball, but let me tell you something. I don't have the luxury as the mayor to allow my pride to drive my decision-making.
Parker said she was going back to the drawing board on the community benefits agreement, the payment in lieu of taxes, the employment opportunity plan for the new arena. Sixers part owner David Adelman says the new partnership will also revitalize Market Street East. That plan will be worked on with the surrounding community.
We will not only feel proud, but deeply gratified that we've contributed to restoring Market East to its former glory and building the best arena in the world.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Sixers' decision to stay in South Philly has advocates who fought to keep an arena away from Chinatown celebrating. KYW's Vic Rakapathy spoke to business leaders in Chinatown about what they'd like to see happen as the Fashion District is revitalized.
A community impact study commissioned by the city last year found the 76 Place project would have contributed to displacement and loss of cultural identity, and that's exactly what the people of Chinatown don't want. Michael Chow owns Sankey Peking Duck House and says whatever does get built at Market East should play into the culture of Chinatown.
The attraction, like a night market, and people can go there after work at night, bring in the traffic to the city, to Chinatown, and that will be good for everybody.
And Jack Chen, owner of Bai Wei, says city decision makers aren't necessarily mindful of what Chinatown is looking for.
The people outside the community, they probably not quite understanding what we need.
Maya Sun, manager of QT Vietnamese Sandwich on 10th Street, feels burned by Philly leadership.
The city council members that did vote for the arena should honestly step down. You left us high and dry. And the same people that are voting are going to be the same people that get to vote for whatever goes there again.
In Chinatown, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State and local officials in Delaware County say they are working to ensure Crozier Chester Medical Center stays open in the wake of a bankruptcy filing by Crozier's parent company. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Prospect has basically lost all his credibility with us. We don't really believe almost anything they say anymore.
That's State Senator Tim Carney. He says Prospect claims it is losing $11 million a month keeping Crozier Chester Medical Center open. Prospect, which owns Crozier Chester and Taylor Hospital in Ridley Park and more than a dozen other hospitals nationally, filed for bankruptcy Saturday. Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says Crozier has steadily gotten worse under Prospect's leadership.
Prospect's Chapter 11 filing is the unfortunate culmination of years of mismanagement, financial looding, and willful disregard for public health.
The Attorney General's office sued Prospect, alleging financial mismanagement in October, a case that's still ongoing. Prospect listed debts of more than $400 million in the bankruptcy filing, far less than the $457 million dividend they paid out in 2018, which included $90 million for CEO Sam Lee. Legislators, including Representative Lisa Borowski, say they are going to take action.
The state needs more tools to keep these bad actors out of Delaware County and communities across our commonwealth.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities continue to look for three young pit bulls believed to be a part of a pack of dogs who attacked and injured two men in Fairmount Park last week. KYW's John McDevitt has more on the search.
Thermal drones were used and traps were set here in the area of Chamonix Drive near Greenland Drive in Fairmount Park in an effort to find three young pit bull siblings who are believed to be a part of a vicious pack that attacked two men in the area on Friday. The dog's mother was captured along with a fifth dog that officials believe tagged along with the other dogs. Sarah Barnett is the executive director of the Animal Care Control Team of Philadelphia, or ACT Philly.
And we're not seeing any sign of them, which is a little bit strange. It could indicate that someone came and got them. It could indicate that they've passed away. It's really unclear.
Police and ACT are looking into the possibility the dogs were dumped in the park and may have been picked back up by their owners or someone else. ACT is asking anyone who sees the stray dogs in the park or has any information on the dogs to contact the shelter or the police.
It also really helps the victim because from a rabies perspective, they go through a very painful series of rabies shots. And if we can get the animals and euthanize them and send them out for testing, then that can spare them at least some of the shots.
One of the victims who was critically injured was jogging when the attack occurred. The other man, who was treated and released from the hospital, was attacked by the pack after he got out of his car to assist the jogger. In Fairmount Park, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.